Anytime there's change, there's more new opportunities. It's up to you and me to identify what those opportunities are so we can make our life easier and achieve our goals faster and quicker and this and that. And everything I teach and train is about win, win, win.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, fellow investors, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and today's episode is part 6 of your 9-part series. And today's topic is a comfort zone test. It's an exercise that's going to help you kill your fear of rising interest rates. Now, yeah, we've seen everything going on in the news, and just the interest rates on 30-year fixed rate loans for home buyers is up to 6%, and they're expecting it to rise 6 more times before the end of the year. So remember what Albert Einstein said, definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over, but expecting different results. So our market is rapidly changing, and the sharp investor, today's sharp investor's got to stay 2 or 3 steps ahead of whatever the trend is. And that's how you're going to be able, anytime there's change, there's more new opportunities. And so it's up to you and me to identify what those opportunities are so we can make our life easier and achieve our goals faster and quicker and this and that. And everything and what I teach and train is about win, win, win. We don't want to slaughter anybody's throat. We don't, in a good test to see if when you're dealing with a motivated seller on buying a property, okay, let's assume that you love your mom. So put your mom in the seller's shoes. And if your mom was in the same pickle, would you bless the deal? And if you can say yes, then that's the kind of deals I want us to do, because then mom will become a walking, talking billboard for your real estate business back in your hometown or wherever it is that you invest. So let's get back to the comfort zone test question here. And I developed this little exercise well over 20 years ago when I do my live training boot camps to help people kill this fear that if you're raised like I was, okay, stay away from credit cards. They'll get you in trouble. Pay as you go. That's the best way to do it. Blah, 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 blah. Get the lowest interest rate that you can, and on and on and on and on. So I was brainwashed with all that stuff. So what I'm getting ready to tell you is going to violate and stir up those kind of thoughts if you were raised in the same way that I was. So I like to use simple things to teach. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to use Fred Flintstone calculator. You know, he's got 3 fingers, okay, and a little chisel tool and a tablet. But to make this easy for everyone to understand and for me to clearly communicate this to you, we're going to start off with a nice 3-bedroom brick ranch house. And let's say that the ARV on it, the after repaired value, let's say that it's worth $100,000. Has nothing to do with today's rates. Just that house as it sits right now is worth $100,000. Well, the fella who owns it, he called you up 2 months ago and he wanted to sell the house. And so you went over there and met him, treated him with respect and called him by his first name, and he likes you. You didn't try to beat him up and say, hey, here's my offer, take it or leave it. I'm leaving in 30 seconds or something like that. No, I don't want you to operate that way. I don't operate that way. I couldn't sleep at night. So anyway, he's shopping around with other investors and seeing who can buy his house, and he's trying to do a little baby auction, okay? And lo and behold, here it is today. It's Thursday. No, today is Tuesday. I'm sorry. Today is Tuesday, okay? And this fella, Ralph, he calls you up and he says, hey, Mr. or Miss Investor, I want to sell my house to you. My house is going to the auction block Thursday at 3:00. And I'd rather see you get it than to see the bank get it, because I'm furious with my bank. So whatever the reason is, it's going to foreclosure. So remember now, you still got your notes because you got a great follow-up system that Mike Butler showed you how to use. And 41% of my deals came from follow-up. That's almost half the deals I've done, okay, come from follow-up. And so you look at your little mini piss cart there and you go, wow, this thing's rent ready. It's owner occupied, never been a rental. It is crystal clean. It's pert near rent ready. Wow. Okay. So that's good. So this is a great home. It's in a great location where you like to buy and hold rentals, and it's in great shape. And so this thing's going to be auctioned off Thursday at 3 o'clock. And here it is Tuesday at 2:30. And he calls you up with that. Now, just for the education part, don't read between the lines on anything I'm getting ready to share with you now. I want you to take it at face value because we're here to learn. Okay. Ralph owes $40,000 on this house. And he says, you can have it as long as you come up with $40,000 to pay off the bank before 3 o'clock on Thursday. He'd rather see you get it than the bank. Okay. That means Ralph likes you. Now, you don't have any cash. You have zero access to any cash. You don't have a HELOC. You don't have credit cards. You don't have a savings account. You don't have a self-directed Roth IRA, and you don't know anybody else to go capture any kind of money to pull his deal off. That's the rules of this game, this exercise, okay? But there is one person that will loan you the money. His name is Uncle Guido. He's a loan shark. And he says, hey, I'll gladly loan you $40,000 so you can buy this house tomorrow and beat the auction. But it's going to cost you 48% interest. Yeah, he's going to loan you $40,000, 48% interest. Now, what's your mental knee-jerk reaction immediately? And I still have this today because of the way my brain was brainwashed, I guess, growing up. Our mental knee-jerk reaction, if you're honest, it says, well, heck no, I ain't doing that. It's outrageous, blah, 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 blah. And so many of us, including me, would pass on the deal when I got started because I didn't know any better. Now, here's your chance where I'm going to try to teach you that you will know better. All right. Now, why did I pick 48% interest? Why did Mike Butler pick 48% interest? A couple of reasons. Number one, it's outrageous. Would you agree? Yeah. Number two, it's easy for me to not get sidetracked trying to do math while I'm teaching at the same time. Okay. So it's a benefit for me. So let's break this down. So he's going to loan you $40,000. You can close tomorrow, 48% interest. Well, let's break this down. So 48% interest divided by 12 months, that equals 4% per month. Okay. Now to break that down even a little bit easier, make it easier for us. And I'm going slow here because I have to go slow when I'm listening to this kind of stuff too. So if it's 4% a month, what's 1% of 40,000? 1% of 40,000 is $400. And if you multiply that by four, wouldn't that be 4%? Yeah. So that's $1,600. Think about that. So the big question is this. Would you pay $41,600 for a house that's ready to go, turnkey, rent ready? Would you pay $41,600 for that house to own it for 30 days? Now, that puts a whole different spin on it, doesn't it? Doesn't it look it differently? What can you do with $1,600? $1,600, that won't buy you a roof. It won't buy you a new furnace or air conditioner. It won't buy you new flooring. It won't buy you a new bathroom, a new kitchen. You see what I'm saying? $1,600 to own it for 30 days. What can you do in that 30 days? Could you wholesale it to another investor? Yeah, you're probably not going to get $100,000 for it. But do you think a fellow investor in your town, in that town, might give you $60,000? Might give you 55. The choice is yours. So choice number one is you can wholesale it. Choice number two, why not go ahead and put a tenant in there? Then you could refinance it. Oh, but they can't get the refi done in 30 days. Okay. So it takes 2 months. If it takes 2 months, then double the $1,600 a month. So that means, would you pay $43,200 for that house that's rent ready? You can put a tenant in it basically next week. Wow. Now you can go refinance it. Yeah. You're not going to get 2.5% fixed for 30, but you could do that if you run your numbers. But the bottom line is this, if your only resource to cash was Uncle Guido at 48%, I want to help you rip your blinders off to understand how we buy money and how money works. Now, 48% is outrageous. Okay. Hard money lenders. You can find a hard money lender in your town, 15% all day long. And that's coming back, guys. If you're a hard money lender, with the way the market's going, 15% is going to be the norm again, if not more, if the prime keeps going up. So hopefully I've ripped the blinders off. You can see this a little bit better. Now, at the beginning, when I asked you this question, Uncle Guido will loan you $40,000, 48% interest. If your mental knee-jerk reaction was, heck no, that's outrageous, I'll pass on that deal. Well, guess what you can't do? You cannot wholesale that thing, okay, because you passed on it. You can't put a tenant in it and rent it and refinance it because you passed on the deal. I'm not encouraging you to go out and get 48% loan. My point is this. 48% is outrageous. I want you to weed through it and use your personal financial genius between your ears to see how this can be a killer deal for you. And if you want to make it more, if properties in your town or where you invest are more, add another comma and zero. It don't matter. Okay. Just change the numbers a little bit. The method, the education here is still the same. So we've wrapped up this one here. And if you're just getting started in real estate, please go back and listen to episodes 1-10. It's a mini course on getting started. And share this with your friends. This comfort zone test question, it caught a whole bunch of folks with their pants down, so to speak, in a classroom environment. And hopefully this is something. I want to get feedback from you, and I need your help. So please click the follow button, subscribe button, whatever it is there. Share it with your fellow investors. Get a hold of my book, number one bestseller business book on Amazon called Landlording on Autopilot. And remember, I have free Power Lunch investor trainings every Tuesday at noon at MikeButler.com. Adios. See you on part 7.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to MikeButler.com/50 Houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.